Are you feeling lost? Well, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Lostish,
where we,
Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kakoutakis,
share what it's really like navigating your 20s.
We're two semi-lost girls figuring out careers, relationships, wellness, purpose, and everything in between.
Each week, we dive into the highs, the lows, and lessons of chasing your dreams, finding happiness, and learning to embrace the uncertainty.
We're not here to pretend like we've got it all together.
We're simply just figuring it out with you.
And welcome back to episode 3 of the Lostish podcast.
We're very happy to be back and presenting another episode for you guys. This is something that we actually feel very passionate about and something we feel that is really important to talk about. And we are going to get straight into it.
I think this is actually going to be one of my favorite episodes that we ever film. And
I think so too.
Early into the podcast, but
we talk about this a lot as well, you and I, about the importance of your circle. And I think that comes with friendships, relationships, family, the people that you surround yourself with, inspirations, people that you look up to as well.
Yeah. I'd say it's basically encompassing nailing down to that, like, 10 people or so that you spend your most time around, most time with, that inspire you the most, that you look up to the most, and how they can affect how you become as a person.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's something that we both have struggled with along the years, you know, finding your circle, finding your people.
Oh, and for sure.
It's something that, you know, you still kind of struggle with and you keep evolving because you meet so many people as you progress in life. And sometimes you meet the right people, sometimes you meet the wrong people. And sometimes even meeting the wrong people can really lead you to somewhere really special.
Oh, yeah. Lessons for sure.
I mean, you and I, how we met, like, we initially didn't even think we were going to be friends.
No, actually not at all.
Like, literally we thought we are not going to keep in touch. We thought we were going to be friends with other people. And we met.
Like, nothing deep. We just didn't seem like we're each other's type of friendships,
no.
You know?
And we've developed into, like, literally a you're my family.
Iconic duo. Everyone that knows me knows her.
Correct. And vice versa. So should we just get right into it?
Yeah, let's go. I think we'll start off by kind of not going too in-depth, but giving a little bit of a backstory of the kind of stuff that we went through and how that helped us develop into the friendships and how we see and value and select the people that we spend our most time with now. You can start.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to share my little life story when it comes to friendships and relationships and things. I think I've always been a person that really values and cherishes human connection. So whenever I have someone in my life who I really love and appreciate, whether it's a friend or a family member or a partner, I'm like in it deep. Like, I'm like, I will literally die for this person. I make a lot of sacrifices for this person and or people. And I haven't always felt like that's been reciprocated. And I think that started for me back in high school, where I actually really, I struggled with friendships. Like, I had friends, I had people that I was friends with. To be honest, I think it says a lot that I don't keep in contact with a single person from high school.
I think that's very common though. I think a few people
really
have one, two or no friends from high school still.
That's so interesting you say that, because I think all the people that I was friends in high school with are still like friends with each other, which is like, what, 5 years down the track. But I mean, look, like, each to their own. Like, it's not, it's not saying that people don't make genuine connections in high school like they do. But 100%. I just really struggled with that.
I think also though, which we'll expand on for sure in this podcast episode, but people can outgrow their high school friendships as well.
Fully.
And it doesn't always have to be a bad thing. Like, props to them for staying in contact, but doesn't mean we have to.
No.
Like, don't get me wrong. This is coming from someone who is friends with quite a few of my high school friendships.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know it's very, very common that people don't. So don't feel alone.
Thanks. No, that's actually nice to hear, because I still think about that till this day. Like, I'll have conversations with people about friendships and, like, you know, high school and things like that, which is a very big part of your life. And I think when you're in high school, you feel like it's kind of the be all and end all when you're in that environment. Like, friendships is everything. You've got your cliques, you've got your popular kids, you've got your not so popular kids, you know, like it's yeah. there's such a group dynamic. And I remember feeling like, oh my God, I always had to fit in. Like, I always had to fit in. I always had to have this sort of, I have it all together persona when I really didn't.
And oh, I was in the same boat as you 100%. Yeah, no, I get it.
Thanks.
Thanks for the reassurance.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where I definitely outgrew my high school circle and I absolutely found my circle coming out of high school. Yeah, I went to drama school and I found like literally my best friends there. And everyone in my life right now is people that I've met outside of that school environment. And it was hard. It was really hard because I remember being like, why don't I just connect with people back in school? Like, why is everyone always wanting, you know, to be popular or to be someone better and to be with the cool kids and to have all these guys and friends and parties and things like that? And I felt like I was a theater kid back in school. Like, I was like the drama girl. Like, I always, you know, was doing the shows and things like that. And people, I think, kind of put me in that category. And that's fine because you put, you know, you do have categories in high school, which
unfortunately sucks. And it's also, I think I remembered what I was about to say now. It's because you spend, in high school, you spend 5 days a week every week for years on end with the same people most of the time. It's even harder when you're moving from school to school, which I fully understand as well. But yeah, I think that's what it's got to do with. And then obviously, yeah, you meet people along the way, you're in different friend groups along the way, and people can betray you along the way.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. Not about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely felt like I was betrayed by my own friends because people I've been friends with for years and years and years in school who I thought I would keep in contact with and I don't. And that's okay. Like you said, you outgrow people and that's okay. People are in your life to either, you know, have you learn from something or it could be a lesson or it could be a genuine friendship, a genuine connection. Now, it doesn't always have to be a friendship thing. It could be a relationship thing as well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's relationships is something that we will absolutely get into the podcast later on.
But I think, yeah, sorry to cut you off, but just to expand on that in relation to this episode, I think it's one of the most important, like, friendships are friendships, like, you're my ride or die, you know that.
Yeah.
But, like, in terms of a relationship, like, we're talking, this is the person that you're potentially going to be living with for the rest of your life. So the person you choose to spend your time with is arguably one of the most important decisions you'll ever make in your life, and you will end up morphing into some sort of a, you know, product of this person as well. Sure. So I think that's definitely an important one. But I think we'll keep this episode based on the importance of your circle on a friendship basis because we'll get into the whole family and relationships thing in another one. I had a question for you.
Yes, ask away.
So I think I personally think one of the most important values to have is in a friend is support.
Yeah.
Like a person that will support you and genuinely be there for you in your highest highs and your lowest lows because that's when you'll know if they're a true friend.
Yeah.
How have you felt like you've been supported by past friendships and current compared to your like current friendships? Because personally, and I'm not saying this to hype you up, but I think you are honestly like one of probably the best, but one of three probably friends that I've had in my life that I felt this comfortable, like that genuinely supports me, that'll laugh with me, cry with me, like be there for me. And I think it's very uncommon. So like how often have you experienced that? Did you experience it before? How has it changed? Go on.
Wow, that's
actually...
You better
hype me up as well.
Oh, dude, I will hype you up any day, any time. And look, it's been a bit of a struggle to get to a place where I can say I have friends that genuinely support me and from a really genuine place. Because, you know, like you'll have friends that will be happy for you in certain areas, but there'll always be a bit of jealousy and a bit of like, oh, like, you know, don't like wish you didn't really get there or like, you know, there's always going to be that sort of insecurity or a jealousy thing with friends. But I can honestly count on one hand that I have that genuine, authentic friendship where I have felt supported with literally like on one hand, like three, four people.
Yeah.
And I'm excluding family members because family wholeheartedly support me. And I really, really feel that from them. High school, don't think I ever really felt truly supported by my circle. And it took me, years and years and years to find people that I felt supported me from a genuine place.
Mm.
And when I say a genuine place, I know I've said that a lot, but like a genuinely, honestly happy for me, mm-hmm. have no ill intent, have no malintent, have no jealousy,
mm-hmm.
are just like there, you know, crying for me, being like, oh my God, she's done it. She's made it. Or, which I haven't really made it, but like, and I feel that from you, honestly. I could say like with you, I feel like I can be my authentic self. I don't have to change who I am around you. I can be silly. I can be goofy. Folks. I feel like
you don't have to come dressed up. I'm not judgmental. No, neither are you.
Like
we've just got that quality.
Which I love, because we can just like take the piss out of each other, but also when it's time to be serious, we're serious.
Oh, guys, Rose will have very passionate conversations with me and tell me if something's up.
Oh, like, I'm a very honest person. Like, I will tell you if I'm not, you know, if I'm like, you're being an idiot. Like, I will tell you, and I expect the same thing from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in my past, I've always felt very judged. I think that was the one thing I struggled with, was I was always very judged by people, by being who I am, whether it's, you know, being too loud or too passionate, or you know, like there's so many things that I felt like I wasn't really seen or heard for.
Mm-hmm.
And when I, you know, when I was at my highest highs, people were there for me, cheering me on. You know, when I was succeeding in life, people were sliding to the DMs and being like, oh my God, it's so awesome you're doing this. But like from people that I haven't heard from in years, or people who have betrayed me back in the day.
Yeah. But it's funny how they want to be your friends now, hey?
It's really funny how the moment you let go and the moment you succeed in life, mm-hmm. or move on from them, there's always that kind of, they always come back sort of thing.
Karma's a real thing.
Karma is a real thing. And it's like, I'm not interested. I don't want you in my life anymore. I found my people.
Mm-hmm.
You're my people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I actually want to ask you the same thing, because I think it's rare to actually feel seen, understood and supported by a person. When did you feel that? Did you feel that after high school, or did you feel that in your like early 20s? Like, when did you kind of find your people?
I mean, for me, I think I had a little bit of a different experience for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm still friends with quite a few people from my childhood. So I always grew up like being Greek, like a lot of family friends, a lot of people that I was close to, but I wouldn't even consider them my best friends. If I was to think of my best friends, like I'm still very good friends with, you know, the first person I ever met in kindergarten, because our family is very good friends. She'll know exactly who she is if she's listening to this.
I think I know who it is.
And then we've got like, I definitely did have some pretty bad high school experience, like bullying experiences. But I think I took it like a champ. Like, I'm not just saying that, but I was a strange kid. Like, I had these friends, and then I remember, like, I'm not going to go into depth in it because it's all good now. But like, I remember it happened when I was like 12 or 13 years old, and I swear to God, I have proof of this. I'll show you. I literally went home after the whole incident happened. It wasn't an incident specifically. It was like a whole group incident. And I just remember I like stopped being friends with these people, and I went home, and the first thing I did was not cry, I literally wrote in my diary, it feels like a weight off my shoulders.
Wow.
And for a 12-year-old, that's strange.
Wow.
Like, you'd think that that would change me. I would hate people. I'd want to quit school, blah, blah, blah. But no, but I'm not saying that's a universal experience. Like, I think that was a bit, I don't know. I felt like I think it comes down to the fact that I felt so loved in my home environment that that was just like, oh, well, like there's, I'll find other friends. And I truly did, not straight away, but I ended up staying in that school for the rest of high school. And I'd say year 10 to 12 is where I found my high school people.
Yeah.
And then obviously after high school, I moved across the world and came back to Australia. And then, I mean, after COVID, then I went to uni and met
me.
But yeah, I think my first like meeting you was very like out of the blue.
So out of the blue. And that's like, when the best friendships happen.
Let's give a quick rundown of how we met.
Okay.
So pretty much we had met in day one, year one of university, when we were like 18 years old. She was 19 because she had gone to drama school for a year before. But we ended up being in the same degree. And there were like five other girls at the same time that were also in our degree with us. Yeah, and I remember looking at Rose and thinking, oh, like, she's really pretty. All the girls were, in all honesty. Like, I'm so excited to meet these girls. Not for that reason. Sorry, I don't want to make myself sound
They're pretty. I'm going to be their friend.
I just remember it wasn't a part. No, no, it wasn't a part out of jealousy even. It was literally just, oh, my God, these girls are beautiful. I'm so excited. I'm so glad that, you know, there's all these, like, beautiful girls that are going to be working, like, close to me. They all seemed so genuine, so lovely. And then, but Rose wasn't the first person that I was like, which we've spoken about this before. I wasn't the first person on her mind either that we thought we would be friends with.
No.
But we ended up, like, us and these other five girls ended up making a group chat being like, you know, we're the media and communications girlies. And then we would message the group chat. People would respond for maybe a week. And then after that, it was just silence.
Yeah.
Like, none of them spoke again. And I remember one day I reached out to Rose and we had like an online lecture and I was in the mood to go to uni and I was like, hey, are you on campus? Let's go and do this lecture together. And she was like, yeah, sure, blah, blah, blah. And we sat down together and I was like, okay, how am I going to get this conversation out of just being surface level?
Yeah.
And I was like, so, are you seeing anyone?
She's like, what have you been up to on the weekend? Are you seeing anyone?
Yeah, like, and she, oh, no, sorry, I didn't say, are you seeing anyone?
You said, what are you doing on the weekend?
And you were like, well, I went on a date. And I was like, oh, I went on a date too. And that is how we met.
It's literally how we met. And then we ended up being in relationships with these people.
I'm still with this person.
I'm no longer with that person.
Rose is no longer with that person.
Yeah, it's fun while it lasted.
But we're both very happy.
We're very, very happy. I think I'm honestly, like, the happiest I've been in a very long time. And yeah, I'm very proud to say that because it has taken me a while to get to this point, which we will get into. We're going to have a whole episode on happiness and breakups and relationships and et cetera. But it's wild to think that each interaction, each person leads you to something, whether it's not being in contact with them, it'll lead you to that, or it will lead you to a genuine friendship and a connection. And I'm just really grateful that I've had that opportunity. And looking back, like, what I would say to my high school self, I would literally be like, it's okay. It's okay. You will find your people. High school isn't the be-all and end-all. Even university isn't the be-all and end-all.
No.
We don't keep in contact with a single person from university other than ourselves.
True story. Like on a deep level.
Talking and when I say university, I'm talking my media degree from my drama school. All those guys are still my absolute best friends and I'm so grateful to have them in my life. But finding your people is a struggle, but it'll happen when it happens. And your people aren't always the first people that you're friends with from high school or university. Sometimes you'll find them way down the track. I have friends in my life who are literally in their 30s, literally in their late 20s.
I think that's something I had to navigate actually when I moved back to Australia, because I have a lot of friends that are older now.
Yeah.
But I was so, like, obviously because I left high school and all my friends were only the people in my year. And I was like, I don't know, like, it's strange.
Yeah. But it's so refreshing to have people that are older because you learn so much from them. And that's what I'm saying. Don't be afraid to expand your horizons when it comes to meeting people. Go out, do different hobbies. You know, go to an art class, go to an exercise class. The amount of people you meet at the gym, holy heck, it's
even just mutual friends. Mutual friends.
Go to events.
I never understood that, by the way. Can I just say, now that we're on the topic of people being weird about bringing their friends around other friends. Like, if you're scared to bring your close friend around someone else because you think that they're going to turn on you and they're just going to be besties and leave you out of it, that's an issue.
Then you've got to reassess your friendship.
Rethink having them in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, that would never be the case for you, for example.
No. I'm, like, so proud to call you my friend. And I think that is what it takes when you actually feel like you have a real friendship with someone. You're like, I'm proud to call that person my friend.
Yeah.
I talk about you to my friends all the time awesome you are. And for my friends that don't know you, they know who you are through me.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I have always been a bit weird about mixing certain friend groups and things like that. I wouldn't say I necessarily have a friend group. But knowing you, it comes from a place of you don't want it to be awkward rather than the jealousy thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's I'm talking about from a jealousy standpoint.
Right.
Like, it's like, oh, let's not make them to hang out because what if they hang out and leave me out, which happens, don't get me wrong.
It does happen.
But they're not a good friend.
No.
And if you have to think about that, that's an issue.
Exactly. And it's okay to come to a conclusion and be like, I don't know if I want to have this person in my life. I don't know if I want to be friends with them, and vocalizing that because there are certain people in my life that I wish I had kind of not booted out earlier, but like been like, it's almost like a wasting of time thing. I'm like, I don't want to waste anyone's time, nor do I want you to waste mine and make my life just feel like I shouldn't feel like a weight is lifted off my shoulders by stopping a friendship with someone because that's when you know it's not quite right.
Mm-mm.
And when you feel pressure or a certain expectation or, you know, there's always something that you feel like you're doing wrong in the friendship, it's okay to outgrow people. It's okay to say, you know what? I don't think this is right for me. We're on two different wavelengths, and maybe we'll reconnect when the time is right. It's almost like a relationship. It's like we'll reconnect when the time is right.
Be harder.
You see, I have heard that. I have heard that, which is interesting because I'd say my relationship heartbreak was a lot harder than my friendship.
But no, like imagine. Like losing like your
best friend, yeah, because I couldn't imagine that.
That's like out of your control,
yeah,
or just like sabotage or
yeah,
jealousy
it would
or
suck.
It,
for sure,
really, it's not good. Like yeah. Anyways, let's talk about this. Just came to me, but how to avoid feeling drained in a friendship, and what that looks like, because we've had conversations like this before where we felt like, you know, you're just saying yes to be a good person to, you know, going out with these people, you know, hanging around with them.
It goes into people pleasing, I think.
Yeah.
In a lot of friendships, people pleasing is a big thing. Yeah. And the minute, and I've kind of had to tell myself, the minute I find myself people pleasing in a friendship, I need to take a step back.
I know.
Because it just goes into the realm of toxic friendship. Just
and you know. Maybe sometimes you need to stop and think to yourself, am I doing this because I'm a good person, or am I doing it because I would do it for them and I'd hope that they do the same for me? Like, that's too
or am I doing
different.
It because I want to please them and I want them to like me? A lot of friendships come from I want you to like me, because you either put that person on a pedestal or you think they're cool or whatever. I've definitely experienced that. I've met people that I'm like, oh my god, you're so cool, kind of subconsciously put them on a pedestal, and then feel like the friendship is a one-way street or the relationship is a one-way street where I'm the person making the effort and I'm the person trying to make this work, and it's not entirely reciprocated.
That's
because I'm trying to people please them to liking me.
Yeah, that's step one of knowing you're feeling drained, for sure. Like if you're just saying it to please them, well, yeah. That's you're going to be unhappy in your friendship. Just cut them off.
Yeah, cut them off. Easier said than done.
It is definitely easier said than done, but you'll feel a lot happier in the end. So take the step.
Yeah, take the step.
Yeah, and let's expand a little bit on jealousy and like sabotage and all of that as well.
Shit feeling.
Oh, terrible. It's really
being
bad.
Being sabotaged by somebody or betrayed by somebody that you've built a friendship with is actually a really, really heartbreaking feeling. Felt that. I feel you.
I don't understand how people have the capacity to do that to someone who's genuinely a best friend to them. Like, I'm not even just saying this in like a pick me way. I'm saying it in like a, I could never comprehend, like the amount of stories I've heard, I'm going to call some people out here, but the amount of stories I've heard of people like dating their friends' ex-boyfriends and like going out and like, you couldn't
Can
catch
you
me
imagine?
Dead. Are you kidding me? And, like, it happens a lot. Like, my brother
it's normalized.
Situations like this, and I'm like, you're joking, right?
It's become a normal thing, that sort of stuff, where it's like people just don't care about each other anymore.
It's
and
really
they're willing
sad.
To sabotage a friendship for a chick or a guy or, you know, to get laid, or like it's really unfortunate because I feel like back in the day, I mean, I'm talking like our parents' era, where that sort of stuff was not normalized.
Look, I think social media and all of that has definitely changed the dynamics of people.
And it's scary. Because is it only going to get worse? Like, is cheating going to become a normal thing? Is sabotage going to become a normal thing? Is lying going to become a normal thing? Dishonesty? Like, it's really scary. And I'm like, no, like, I've just got to a place where I've made some meaningful connections and it's taken me years and years and years to finally be like, I'm so happy with the people in my life. Like, I genuinely am. And I'd want to preface, if you're not happy with the people in your life right now, whoever's listening, it's okay. You're not alone. You will meet people. And some people feel like they don't have friends or people in their life that they can trust or feel, like, supported by.
I also know a lot of people that have lots of friends but no one that they can fully rely on.
Yeah.
Like, they know a lot of people.
Like, it's a quantity and a thing lot of over people a quality
like
thing. It.
Exactly. I feel like I've always been... I think your quantity and quality, just because you're more out there, I feel like I've become a quality person. Like, I don't have the biggest number of friends. I'm not the most known person out there. But I'm so, so, so happy with the people that I have around me now that I wouldn't change it for the world. I don't care if it's three people.
Oh, I don't care if it's one person. One person in your life can make the biggest difference. I would rather have one best friend, a genuine best friend, than 40, close number. Exactly. Sorry,
but it's the truth.
It's the truth. Sorry, before we move on, about for the people that feel like they don't have a lot of friends or they feel lonely or stuck or like they haven't built their circle yet? What do we want to...
Okay, I think... I was going to bring this up in the next point I was talking about, but I was actually going to start off by saying, like, how do we go about navigating friendships where you feel like you can't be your full self around them? Like, you like these people, you hang out with them, but you can't be your full self. I think that's my response to what you just asked. You have to figure out what's the issue to begin with. Like, is it because you're a homebody? Is it because you feel like you've got a completely different mindset in the people your age? Are you the type to want to better yourself and they're in their very much party phase and they're inviting you places but you don't feel like you want to go or things like that? I think that's my answer. It's like, you get yourself out there doing things that you enjoy and you will meet people in those areas that enjoy it just like you. And it's okay if, you know, you meet someone and you're different. Like, I feel like we're different in our own ways as well. But as long as you're being your true, genuine self, you'll attract people eventually that end up sharing the same mindset as you, and it'll be the most comforting thing you've ever experienced.
And then you'll be like, it was worth the wait.
Yeah,
like, it was worth the shitty friendships.
Yeah, for sure.
It was worth the bullying, although never... Bullying is awful, and we've both experienced that. Don't condone it at all. But you know what? It's made me who I am today.
Exactly.
It's made me stronger. It's made me more resilient.
It's made us appreciate the friendships we now have.
Correct.
All right, so I think let's move on to the tips we can give to people who feel like they can't fully be themselves around even people that they would consider their friends. Like, I feel like everyone has a couple friends here and there that they're like, oh, you know, I need to dress up a little bit extra around them, or I can't, you know, say my funny joke because they don't get my humor. So let's talk about the things that people can do to stop that or take at least a step towards being a little bit less filtered around people that you shouldn't have to feel filtered around.
No, especially your true friends. You should never have to fake being somebody that you're not.
No.
And I think the number one thing is to notice when you're performing, like notice when you're putting that on, because sometimes you can't really notice it or you'll feel it after the interaction with that person. But notice it in the moment. Be like, oh, okay, in this moment I'm laughing at something that I don't necessarily find funny, or I'm saying something that doesn't necessarily stay true to my values or myself as a person.
I used to do that all the time. I actually used to catch myself being like, oh, I could crack such a funny joke right now, but I'm not going to in case they find me cringy, for example. I think a tip that I would give, which is what started getting me out of that mindset, is to start acting like your friends. You know how people act really unfiltered around your family?
Yeah.
Like, act around your friends how you would around your family.
Interesting.
That's what I've started thinking. Mm-hmm. And it's actually really helped. It's like, imagine this person is like my brother or my sister.
Mm.
How would I act? I wouldn't care.
No.
Like, no. You know?
And if you act that way in front of your friends and they don't like it, or they judge you, or they think you're mm-hmm. weird or whatever, then they're not your people.
Yeah.
They're not your people. And that goes into my next point about letting go of being liked by everyone. People pleasing. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a whole episode on people pleasing because I'm very passionate about that topic. But let go of being liked by everyone, because not everyone's going to like you.
No, and I actually find, well, I found at least in my personal experience, that when you start acting yourself, people start finding you more relatable. I think it's actually a psychological thing. And then they start liking you more and then feeling like, and no, not liking you more, and like, that's not what we're trying to achieve, but it's actually just funny how people get more drawn to you the more relatable and more yourself you actually are, because then they realize that people aren't robots.
No, like, and then people will, once you're yourself around people, they will be themselves around you, if that makes sense.
That's what
they
I was trying to say.
They will put their guard down when you put your guard mm-hmm. down.
Like, show up to a dinner without wearing makeup. No one cares. Crack that funny joke that you want to crack. No one will think about it in 10 minutes' time.
No, no.
Like, it's not that serious.
It's not. It's easier said than done, though, when we live in such a world of people-pleasing and trying to be liked by everybody. But just try and let go. Let be. Let them. Mel Robbins says let them. Let them. If they don't like you, let them not
too
like
bad.
You.
So sad.
Wow, I haven't heard that one in a while.
No, seriously.
No, really. And also, I think it's also about owning your weird. Like, own your weird. If somebody doesn't like you because you're a bit weird or a bit loud, you're a bit much, or you feel judged by somebody, own it.
Well, they're boring. Sorry.
Exactly. We need more weird people in this world. And when I say weird, I mean, like, unique.
We're
like,
so weird around each other.
Oh, we're so weird around each other. And I feel like, and I haven't felt like that with a lot of people in my life, where I could literally just be my authentic self around you and not feel judged.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. That's what we want to try and achieve. It's like, if people are going to judge you for being yourself and, you know, doing all those things that we've just mentioned, then they're not your people, and you'll start realizing it along the way, and you won't want to be around them, and they'll probably start, you know, chucking comments and not want to be around you, and that's good.
And that's good, because it's filtering out who you don't really need in your life. And sometimes that might take a while. Sometimes you might build a friendship with someone over years and years and years and then think to yourself, actually, this person isn't serving me anymore, and that's okay. That's okay if they're not serving me anymore. We grow apart. You don't make me feel good. I can't be my authentic self around you, which also goes into my next point about creating friendships where honesty is safe and where being yourself is safe.
Mm-hmm.
You want to attract the people into your life that make you love yourself and make you love and appreciate who you are as a person.
Not make you feel like your accomplishments shouldn't be said because there might be an inkling of jealousy. Not make you feel like you can't cry because they might judge you for what you're crying about.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
No.
It's honestly very, very draining.
It's so draining, and I've definitely been in friendships like that where I feel like I'm constantly having to put so much energy into not only trying to be this person that I'm not, but to maintain a friendship that's clearly not...
That's one-sided.
Not exactly. Yeah. That's one-sided.
You want to save putting too much of yourself into that friendship and save the resentment that can come with it along the way.
Exactly.
Well, I think we've covered everything.
I think we have. Practice that self-trust, guys, because honestly, like, you are enough.
Yeah.
You really are. And for people that make you feel like you're not enough, sack them right off.
Yeah.
Because life...
Words of wisdom.
Yes. Life is too short.
It is.
You only live once.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We're going to expand on a lot of these things, I'm pretty sure, in other episodes, because as you can tell, this episode has been pretty long.
It has.
I'm very passionate about it. But yeah, we hope you enjoyed.
We hope you enjoyed this episode on the role of your circle. We have many more fun episodes planned for you guys, and stay tuned for the next one where you find out a little bit more
about
of who
us.
We are.
So stay tuned.